Okay, Shalom Chavra. We are holding now on Daf Chaf. We're going to start two lines from the top of the page. It's a big zechus to give a Daf Yomi Shir on the first day of Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Torah Shebaal Peh. And I saw brought down from Tzvi Meyer, he says, Mahadrin min a Mahadrin, that Mahadrin is a lashon of doing Chazora, as we say, the Hadrin Alach. So, part of the Daf Yomi, you know, maybe the Chazor is going through it again in reviewing, but this is the Yom Tov of Torah Shebaal Peh, so here we go. The Gemara is discussing a case of it. They found this needle that was Tomei, and she found in the animal. So the Gemara is going to give four different suggestions as to what exactly is the case that we're discussing. So it starts like this. Habosir Tomei, hai bosir I takshir b'mai. So how is it able to be receiving tumah? You know, the rule is it has to is machshir. There's seven liquids that the yad shachot dam is the roshi tevis for them, and that it has to be able to become wet by one of these in order to become tameh. Right, a food cannot become tameh unless it was touched one of these beforehand. So that's what the Gemara is trying to work out here. How in the world could you have something that is a korban and it became tameh? So the Gemara begins like this. It says, first case, e-name, are you going to say the takshir dam? Really, it was the dam that can't be. Why not? The ha'omer of chia bar abba amar Rabbi Yochanan minayin ledam kodshim she'ena machshir. How do I know that the dam of a korban is not going to be machshir? Again, in Yad Shachat Dam, the Dalad is Rosh Hashanah for Dam, right? But it can't be. Why not? Because the Pasuk says, I believe it's in Parshas Re'eh, Shemar Lo Sachalenu Al Ha'aretz Tishpachenu Kemayim. You can't eat it. This is the Dam you can't eat. You have to pour it onto the Aretz, onto the ground. It has to be spilled out just like water. Meaning the Dam from a regular behema. Right, so you pour it out. So that the Gemara makes a drush like this: Dam shenishpach kimayim machshir. Any dam you're allowed to just spill it on the ground like water, then that could be machshir. However, v'she'enu nishpach kimayim, if you're not allowed to spill out the dam, which you can't because it's a dam from the korban, and you have to be mekabel the dam, and you have to do the zrika on the dam. So if you have like that, ain't machshir, it can't be. So that can't be the case where that we're talking about. So it was okay. Let's try again. Case number two. Suggestion number two. Ella, what must be the tachshir b'mashke beis mitbechaya? It became tame. It became the hechshir took place from all the other mashke, the other liquids that were there in the slaughterhouse. They had water there. Mayim is one of the seven as well, and they used to wash off the behemoths. So that was it. So maybe that's the answer. Nope. So it's more of Omer Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, mashke beis mitbechaya. Lo dayin shehin dochan. It's not enough that they're not only are they the dochan means like they're tahor ella she'ein machshirin, but they can't be machshir something. So then that can't be our case. Try again. Case no, suggestion number three. Ella like this. Ella diktachshir bechibas hakodesh. Chibas hakodesh literally means it's something that's so esteemed, and because we like value it so much. So then maybe that's enough, because certain things that can't become tame on a deraisa level could become tame on a derabonim level because of this chibas hakodesh. Say emar demahanya le chibas hakodesh le ifsu le gufe. Maybe that works to postulate itself. However, leminna be rishon v'sheni nami. Would you all say it could be transmitted to make something into a rishon or into a sheni? Right. So no, can't be like that. So tifshut. The boy of Beit Lakish, right? We can answer up the following question. Beit Lakish has tzorid shel menachos. So tzorid, Tosas learned this is part of the mincha, that part of it is dry and part of it's wet. So monim bo rishon v'sheni olo. Do we can this be transmitted to make something else a rishon, make something a sheni? Right? Would that happen? With this idea of chibas hakodesh. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda. I'm a Shmuel. That's what's rejected. So the case is like this. The fourth one. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. I'm a Shmuel. Kigon. The case must be shahay sepora shel zivchei shlomim. This guy had his cow, and he's bringing it as a shlomim. However, on the way to the Beis Hamikdash, the hevira benahar ushchota. So he passed it through a body of water, a nahar, a river, And then he shechted it. Now, the adayin mashke tofeach aleh. It still has moisture on it. So that's our case. While they were cutting up this animal, you know, something fell on it, and that what's made it, that was machshir to be mekabel the tuma. Okay. Now, continuing the Mishnah. Nimseis beperesh hakol tohor. If they found it in the I don't know, perish, the dung, the excrement in the animal's stomach, then everything, that was the meat, the hand, the knife, everything is tohor. V'nihar dar perish nitmane lebosar. So 1 second. Let these things come back and be metame the basar itself, right? It should be like any other type of mashke, right? These anything that comes out from a rishon, is could be metame other things. That's a din d'rabbanan. So amr rav ada bar ahava beperish ava. Now we're talking about a thick ava. He means something that is solid, right? So it's not a liquid. That's really what it is. So therefore, there's nothing that's emerging from it. It could be metame something else. Rav Ashi amr afilu teima beperish raka. No, I can even tell you that it's like a soft one, meaning that there is sort of things that are coming out. However, mishum to have a mashkis saruach. But this is a saruach, means something that's putrid. I think of a good translation of it. So if you have something like that, it is a mashke, it is a liquid too, but it's gross, it's disgusting. So in that case, that would not transmit tuma. Tani tam tana kaimi the Rav Sheshis. There was a tana who would say over Mishnayis in Brisos. He said in front of Rav Sheshis the following: Sheretz metame es hamashkin. So a sheretz could make something the mashke tummy. Umashki metame es hakli, and then the liquid can make the kli tummy. The kli metame es ha'ochlin, and then the kli can be metame the ochlin. The ochlin metame es hamashkin, and then the food can be metame the mashkin. Manu shalosh tumois b'sheretz. So you see, they could go down that there are three successive levels, right? The sheretz could give off. Wait 1 second. That's not hani abahin. This is four. Right? Goes mashkin duration. No, cut out the first mashkin in the ratio, right? So then you just have three left there. So 1 second. Adrava, Lord Godilin, goes mashkin to seifa. If you're going to cut out the mashkin, so cut out the last one of the seifa. No, lo ashkechan tana da omer mashkin metamin kli el Rebbe Yehuda. The only tana we said that the mashkin could make a kli tummy is Rebbe Yehuda, v'hodrbe, and he reversed his decision on that, right? The simonich and the simon to remember how everything was is naz yosa, right? It means like it's like a brewing vat, right? So the order is like making beer. So first you bring the kli, then you put in the barley, the food goes into it, and then the water. So that was the same thing in our brisa, how things became tummy, right? From the water to the food to the kli. Tanhasa, we learned in the Mishnah, Sheretz shenimsa betoner. Okay, if you found a sheretz that's in the middle, you discovered it inside of an oven. So what's the din? Hapas shebesocho shnia. It turns the bread that is inside of it, right? Pas in English, the word pita is derived from pas, right? It's bread. So the bread, the pas that's inside of it is a sheni. Mipnei shahatoner tchila, because the toner itself became a rishon. Amalei Rav Ada bar Ahava l'Rava, v'nechaze l'hai toner keman demale tuma domi. So let's look at this toner, this oven, keman, like it's male tuma domi. It's filled up. Meaning, why are you only going it to a sheni if it's really filled up with this? Because with the kli cheres, right? If you put a sheretz into the kli, into the inside of it, in the airspace of it, doesn't have to touch it, right? So if it was there, so then it would really be filled up. So the Gemara says to have a high pass rishona, it should be a rishona, it shouldn't be a sheni. So why was it? Why didn't you assume that? Why did you knock it down one level? So amalei lo salka daitech. No, don't say it like this. Titania, because we learned in the brisa, yochel yehu kol hakelim b'tamin me'avir kli cheres. You have a havamina that any kli that's found inside of this earthenware oven will become tamei from the avir, the airspace. Now we turn on amud beis. Talmud lomah, teach me not like that, right? But the din is by the sheretz. It's kol asher besocho yitmo. Anything that is inside of it becomes tamei v'samichle, and then right next to it, in the very next pasuk, mikol ha'ochel, right? So from all food. So what's the din? What's the drasha? Ochel metame me'avir kli cheres. Ve'ein kol kele metame me'avir kli cheres. Only ochel is what becomes tame from being in the airspace inside of this kli cheres, this earthenware. Oven, but the kelim are not going to become tamei from being inside of that. So you see from this braisa that we don't view this toner as being filled with all the shrotzim, right? It's not going to make everything inside of it a rishon, right? So that's the limit as to why we put it down to a sheni. Okay, now we're going to have a number of stiras and how to resolve them. So it begins like this. So he pointed out there's a contradiction between one korban, one Pesach and the other. Umi Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shtehen Ka'achas. Did Rabbi Yehuda really say that both of them? Meaning, this is the truma, which was a suffik, right? And the truma that was Vadei Tamei, so you could burn them both on Erev Pesach. Ramin, he'll ask you a kasha. Amar Rabbi Yossi Ein Hanidon Doime Luraya. The Nidon, the case that we're trying to learn from, is not really similar to the Raya that you're trying to bring. Why? Kishehedu Reboseinu al Mahedu. When we had Edus, when they gave testimony, what were they giving the Edus on? Im al Habosu Shinitma Bivlad Hatuma Shisorfenoiso Im Habosu Shinitma Vavatuma Zetami Vizetami. Right? If you tell me the whole din that Rabbi Meir was saying, that when you had the Bosa that became Tommy, was touching a Shani, you could burn it together with the boss that became Tommy through a Rishon, right? That's a case where both is Tommy, right? The one's Tommy from a Rishon, one's Tommy from a Shani, right? They're not the same level, but and again, it's they're both Tommy. This is not a case of a suffix. I know certainly that they're both Tommy, right? So continues with Yossi. Imal Hashemen Shinirsal B'Tvuyon, right? If you can tell me that Rameer was talking about the case of Rabbi Kiva, going back when the shemen, the oil, right, the Chanukah connection, here we go, that was, became possible because by a Tvul Yom, someone who had gone to the mikveh that day, Shemalikin Osa B'ner Shenitma B'tmei Mace, right, and someone who was Tomei Mace, right, the he could touch it, Zed Possel, Zed Tomei. So in that case, you know, one of them is Possel, right, that was the shemen, and one of the persons Tomei. So Af Anu moidin betruma shenitmeis bevlad hatuma shesor fenoiso im hatuma shenitmeis ba'av hatuma. So okay, what I'm asking in this case that you could have truma that became tummy from a sheni, that you could burn it with truma that became tummy from a rishon, right? Even though what's going to happen by doing this that the it's going to become even more tummy because it's touching a rishon. Aval hech nisrof avido tuya im hatuma. Right? How could you? What's it called? How could you burn somebody that the truma that's totally it's being suspended? We don't know. Maybe you know if it's going to be Tommy or not. So Shema Yav Eliyahu V'Yitarim. Maybe as we saw this back on Daf Yud Gimel. Maybe Eliyahu Navi is going to come. Right? We had the whole question over there about whether he's not going to come on there Pesach. Right? But over here, so maybe Eliyahu is going to come. And he's going to tell me that he's going to through his Ruach HaKodesh, his Nevuah is going to be that this truma is not really a problem. It's fine. So Mishani is of Chizda answer back. No, Ha Reb Shimon, Valib the Rebbe Yehuda, Yoshua. This is Rebbe Yoshua. Well, I'm sorry. I have to go back a second. Right, no, this din is Rebbe Shimon going according to Rebbe Yehuda. For Ha Reb Yossi, Valib the Rebbe Yehoshua. And the other one, where Yoshua, that you cannot burn them together, that was the din of Rebbe Yossi according to Rebbe Yeshua. So again, according to Rebbe Shimon, that you could burn the truma that was we had a suffix on it with the one that is Vade Tame. Okay, Ditanya. Now we're gonna see what the machlokas tanoim is what within Rabbi Yoshua. Arba osur shechaliyos b'shabbes mevarin es hakol milifnei hashabbes. So in the case where you have like this year, I think, right, out of Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so you get rid of everything before Shabbos. And then the sorfin trumos tameos tuluyos utahoros. You burn all of the truma together. The one that's tame, the one that's we're unsure about, the one that's tor. Divrei Rebbe Meir. That was the din of Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yossi Yomer tahora b'fnei atzma tuli b'fnei atzma tamei b'fnei atzma. No, according to Rebbe Yossi, no, you don't burn them all together. Each one is by itself. The truma that's pure, that goes by itself. The truma that's safek, that gets burned by itself. And the one that's tame, that gets burned by itself. Rabbi Shimon, lo nechlechu Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, ahatahara v'altamei ashein sarfin. There's no machloikis about this truma that's tahor and that's tamei, right? You can't burn them together, right? The al hatluya of al hatahara shesarfin, and on the one that's tluya and the one that's torah, that you could burn it. Alman nechleku. So what is the actual machloikis that they're arguing about? Al hatluya of al tameya. Can you? The machloik is in a case where you have something that's a suffik and you have one that's tame. Shrebi lezer oimer tisaref zu baatmo vezu baatmo. So Rabbi Lezer holds on. The truma should be burned by itself, and the other truma should be burned by itself. Because why? Because this case has truma that's it's vadai tame, right? And the other truma is maybe it's actually fine, right? So if you put them together, you're going to be making it, right? Rabbi Yehoshua Omer Shtein Ka'achas. Rabbi Yehoshua holds, no, we could burn both of them at once. Of Hamas Nisan, Rabbi Yossi, one second. Isn't our Mishnah going like Rabbi Yossi? Meaning, so how could the Rabbi Yossi's din be said over in the name of Rabbi Shimon? Someone says, no, Hochik Om Rabbi Yossi L'Rabbi Meir. This is what Rabbi Yossi was saying to Meir. Afilu Rabbi Shimon. Even according to Rabbi Shimon, Valibad Rabbi Yehoshua, right, within Rabbi Yehoshua's things, to Mekil, he's lenient. Ki Mekil betuluya v'tame. He's only Mekil in the case where you have something that's Toli, the Suffolk one, and you have something that is Vadai Tame. Ava betahara v'tameya, lo. But in the case where you have Truma that's certainly Tahara, you can't, right? You're not allowed to burn them together, right? And then so too, Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina, Rami Truma apischa umashani. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, he had a stira between that and the din of the truma, right? Umashani answered like this: Mi amar Rabbi Yeshua shtein ka'achas? Did Rabbi Yeshua really actually say that you could burn the truma that's safek and the one that is tame? You could burn them together. Remain, he asks you a contradiction, right? Remain, he comes over like in English, to raise something, like raise a contradiction. So Ram, right, to lift up, to raise a contradiction. Ramin, I'll raise the contradiction like this. Chavish ha-truma shenoled bo safek tuma. You have a barrel of truma, and that was a safek. You're not sure, is it really tohor, is it tame? Rabbi Elazar oimer, im haise munachas b'malkam ha-turpa. If it's in a place where it's vulnerable, so what do you do? Meaning it could become tummy. So yenichena b'makom hamutzna. You put it into a private place. You know, put it away, concealed it. Like mutzna, like the lashon of tznius in mutzna. It literally means to be actually munach, to be put in where it belongs. Im haisa megula. If it's in an exposed place, yechasena. You should cover it. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer. Im haisa munachas b'makom mutzna. If it's in a private place, you should place it into a place where it's vulnerable, where it could become exposed. And if it was covered, you should uncover it, right? So what do you see from this? Groma in biyadayim lo. So when it's a groma, when you're indirectly causing the truma, it's a suffix, and then you're causing it to become vade, right? So then that's allowed. But be a dayan to actively go ahead and make something tame? No, you can't do that. So mishani, right? Just speak out what the kasha is, right? So this is a steer because, excuse me, in the previous halacha we saw that you could yes burn the truma that had a suffix and the truma that was tame, right? So Mishana, the way to resolve this is, the Teretz is, Ha Rabbi Shimon, Alibad Rabbi Yeshua, Ha Rabbi Yossi, Alibad Rabbi Yeshua. So it's like this. The first one, where it says you're allowed to burn the truma that's a suffik with the one that's vade, that's from Shimon according to Yeshua. And this one says that you can only do it grama, but you can't do it biyadayim, that's going to the din of Rabbi Yossi according to the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar, Rami Truma, Atruma, Mishani. So again, Rabbi Elazar now has a stira between one din by Truma and another one, and he answers like this: Miyom Rabbi Yeshua, Grama Imi Adayim Lo. Right? Did Rabbi Yeshua really say this? Is that really true that you could do something Grama, again, indirectly, to cause it to become, that's fine, but if you do it be a daim, you actively come to make it, that's no good. Amin hi, I'll ask you a kasha, stira, chovisho truma, shenishbaro, begasa eliona, v'tachtona, chulin tome. So the case is like this, famous case where you have a barrel of truma wine, and it broke on the top part of the wine press. That's where they walk on, they crush the grapes, and right? And then you have tome, wine in the lower part where it's going to flow down into. So the problem is, if the truma wine comes flowing straight into that chulin, so the truma wine is now going to become made tame. That's going to be major. It's a hefsid mammon, right? Because, you know, all of the wine that's at the bottom, right, which is the truma tamea, so that's also the kohanim can't have it. Moda Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yoshua, she'im yoch lahatzim yemen a revius betara yatzil. So he said, no, if you could save a revius of this from the one that broke and then do it, then that is fine. You should do it. Ve'im lav, but if you can't get it into a kli that's pure, meaning only all you have are kelim that are tameh. So if you're going to use them, then it's gonna make the whole thing tameh. Rabbi Elezer omer tered v'titameh va'al yitmena biyad. Just let it fall on itself. This truma wine just goes in, becomes tummy on its own. You should not do it biyad. You should not, which means to actively make it become tummy. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Rabbi Yeshua says, Yitamenu biyad. No, you could actively make it tummy. What do? You stop the connection between the two, right? You put something that's going to block it, whether it's tummy or something like that. So you see here, what emerges, the Rabbi Yeshua allows a person to even do this biyad, which means actively to make this tummy. So Mishani, so that was the contradiction. He answers it up. No, Shiny Hossam. There's a difference over the case where you had this whole, chavis that's broken. The Ika Hefsid Chulin. Because in this case, you're going to lose out the Chulin, right? When the Truma falls into that, so then the Chulin's going to become also because it got mixed with the Truma that was Tame. So Maskifla Rava. Rava asks a kash on this. No, Masnis and Nami Ika Hefsid Eitzim. There's a loss of the wood because you're going to have to use additional firewood to make the fire in order to burn up the what's it called, the truma tamea by itself, right? So amalei baye, right? No, lehefsid meruba choshishu for a major loss. Okay, we're choshed that lehefsid muat for a minor little loss. Come on, it's a little piece of wood. In that case, lo choshishu. No, we're not concerned about there's a big difference in the cost between buying a barrel of wine versus a few pieces of wood. How do you know this? What's the source of this din that you are actually, that we're what's it called? Only concerned for major loss, but not for a minor one? The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa. Chavis shel shemen truma shenishbara begasa elyona. So you have this barrel of, again, shemen, another Chanukah connection, and it's in the top part of the thing. V'tachton, and the bottom one that's going to receive it, chulin tamein. You have chulin, like non-truma, right? Shemin, that it's tamein. Samoda, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua, she'im yoch, lahatzim in revius betara. If you're able to rescue, to save a revius of this, keep it in a state of purus, then yatzil. In that case, you should. V'im la, but if you can't get it into, falling into a kli that is tahara, teiriv titame, v'yatven biyad. So just let it fall down by itself. This it'll come down and make it tell me you shouldn't actually do it biyad. Umayishna shemen. So what's the difference about oil, right, as opposed to wine? Because when it came in the case of the yain, right, everyone agreed that you can't do it biyadayim. So, oh, I'm sorry. Umayishna shemen. Let me go back. For shemen, the reason why deroy lahadlik. Right, because even if it's tummy, you could still burn it. That's what it is. It's not gonna be a problem. However, yain also, I could use it for something. Roy the zilif. I could, zilif means to sprinkle it on. It was like a perfume. You know, like you spray an air freshener, so you want your house to smell nice. So they used to spritz the wine. It was a nice thing. So you also have a usage for it, even if it would become, if it also become tummy, right? So what's the big deal? And if you're going to tell me, no, that's not really a chush of a thing, just sprinkling the wine, and that mean that's really basically means that you're destroying the truma, right? No, the ha'omer Shmuel mishum Rabbi Chia shoysin milug besela umezalfin milug b'shtayim. So you drink from wine that has the value of one sela, and you sprinkle, right, from the wine that's for two sela, right? So you see, sprinkling is more than, it costs more. It's more chashuv than just drinking it. So one of the answers is no. You know what that's talking about? This brayso is talking about chadash. This is talking about new, fresh wine. It doesn't have, I'm not a wine connoisseur, but the aged wine is more chashiv, right? That we know. And therefore, if you have fresh wine, chadash, it doesn't have such a strong, odor or the smell to it, so therefore it's not going to be such a chash of a thing, and that's why it cost more. That's why it costs more, because it's not so strong, you can't really use it for sprinkling. For ha royal yashno, 1 second, it could be, you could make it older, you could have it age, and then it could be used for the zilif, right? And so it wouldn't be lost. Mar says, no, osibe lire tekola. This is a stumbling block. Because if you just have this sitting around, you might come to use it, right? So sheminami osibe lidei takola. So in this case also you might come to a to use it if you keep this, by the way, which is actually a good Hanukkah connection as well, that we know that the din is if you have leftover shemen from the first night of Hanukkah, you can use it for the second night of Hanukkah. You have leftover second, you use it for the third. So you go all the way each night, you can use it for continuing and over, except for the eighth night. The eighth night, you burn it. You make a madura, says the Shulchan Aruch, and you burn it. So the kasha is, why can't I just put it aside and leave it for next year's Hanukkah? Right? Tafshin pei beis. Right? So why can't I do that? So no, the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says, asli bei lidei tekola. It's going to come to a problem if you leave around, something can be used. It's a hooks l'mitzvah. It's designated for use for that. You might come to use it for your cooking or something like that. Derami le beklimos. 1 second, I have an idea. I could put this oil into a kli that's mo'uz, it's disgusting, right? No one's gonna drink from this. They're only gonna use it for lighting. So then I'll do the same thing for my yayin. Yainami rami le beklimos. I said, okay, why are you gonna keep the shaman? Because I'm gonna use it. So I'll do the same thing with the wine? No. For that, leziluf nami, leziv kaboy le beklimos rami le. Well, it doesn't make sense. The whole purpose of you want to use this because you want a good smell. So I'm going to put my good-smelling perfumed wine into a disgusting kli. It's going to ruin it. So that's obviously not going to happen, right? The whole point in doing the zilif is to make it smell nice. But if you left something in a stinky jug, you're not going to want to sprinkle it around your house. Okay. Vitakola atzma tanahi. And whether this is really going we're concerned about it being a stumbling block, that's a machlokis tanoim. The Tanya learns in a braisa, chov shel yayin, shel truma, shel nitmeis. Right, you have a barrel of wine, truma wine, and became tamei. Beishame omrim tishafich chaval. Beishame says, just pour it all out at once. Beishil omrim teaseh ziluf. No, you can basically let it sit, let it age a little bit, let it till it smells nice. Then you can use it for smelling good. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, ani achria. I will be machria. I'm going to explain how this is all going with this. So it works like this. Basada, if you found this barrel, it's in a field. So in that case, tishafi chaval. You spill the whole thing out because, you're going to forget about it by the time you bring it to the house. That's fine. However, if it happened in the house, but bias, right? So there you could use it immediately. Teasa zilif. In that case, you could use it for the sprinkling. Ikada amri bechadosh tishafi chaval. Some say, no, if it's brand new wine, that's where you spill it all out. But yashin, if it's old wine, teasa zilif. Then it could be, what's it called? It could be used for spritzing. Let's just continue. Try to go to. We'll finish up the parak. Mir Hashem. So Amr Lo, they said to him, "Ein hachras shlishis machras." No, this decision of a third opinion, right? Shul Barbi Yossi is not considered to be a hachra. It's not really good because the other two Tanoim didn't talk about Tekola at all. Omer Biosi Rebbe Chanina Machloikes Shenoflu Lepachos Mimea Saw Chulin Temein. So the Machloikes between Rebbe Yehoshua and Rebbe Elezer, when you have this Chavis of Truma that broke and it's going to flow down into it, that's only in a case where you had one Saw of Truma fell into less than 100 Saw of the Chulin. Aval Noflu Lemea Chulin Temein, but if it fell into 100, of the chul netzmeim, divra kol teiru titame va'altet menu biyad. So in that case, just let it fall in, and everybody agrees that you are not going to be metame it actively with your hands. So what's the reason? Because if Truma falls into the Chulin, you have 100 times greater, it's going to be Batal, right? That's the din, that the ratio is 100 to 1 for Truma, right? We're familiar with like Batal Bashishim, Batal Barov, but here by the Truma, it's 100. So even though it's going to become, it's going to become Tameh, but it's going to be Batal, so therefore it's not a problem. Tan Nami Hachi, we have a brisa like this. Chavish Nishbaro, Begas Hel Yona, Vetachteha, Mea Chulin Tamein. So if you have a Chavis, a barrel in it, on the top part of the wine press, and underneath it is a Chulin that's Tamei, Moda Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yoshua, he agrees. Rebbe Eliezer agrees to Rebbe Yoshua. She'im Yochel Hatzim and Revius Betara Yatzil. If you could save a Revius of it through a Kli that's fine. But if not, then just let it fall. Just let it fall down on its own. You shouldn't do it be a dime. Hi, Moide Rebbe Lezel Rebbe Yoshua. One second. Is this really, he's moded him? That's a strange way of talking. Because Rebbe Lezer says, you're never allowed to put it underneath it. So Moda Rebbe Yoshua, the Rebbe Lezer, me boy, late. Shouldn't be the opposite way. We should have said that really Rebbe Yoshua is the one who's moded to Rebbe Eliezer, because Rebbe Yoshua was the one who says you're not allowed to do this. So yeah, Omarava Epoch. You're right. Switch it out and read it as that moded Rebbe Yoshua, Rebbe Eliezer, and don't read it originally that it was Rebbe Eliezer who was moded to Rebbe Yoshua. Rav Huna Bered the Rav Yoshua, Omar, Va'olam Lo Tepoch. Right? No. Really, you don't have to switch out the names. That was Rav's Teretz. Hachamai Askinans, what are we talking about here? The Kli Shetocho Tohor, the Gabotame. We're talking about a Kli that is inside of it, it's Tohor, right? But the outside of it is Tame. That's a Din D'Rabbanan, because it touched some sort of mashkin, some sort of liquids that were Tame. Ma'udatema, so what would you have thought to say? Nigzor Dilma Nogabo Gabo Betruma. So the Havamina was, we should make a gezeira on this. Maybe the Truma is going to touch the outside of it and make it Tame. So Kamash Malan, no, that's the Chiddush. That really Rebbe Lezer is moded to Rebbe Yoshua, that even though there is that concern, it's not a problem in this case, and it's mutter, as long as you can save the revius of the Truma Torah. All right, Hadron Alach or Labosa Os, Labar Oser. Mirtz Hashem, Shabbos will begin Perek Sheni.